words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
The American scholar of religion, Martin Marty, at the University of Chicago, wrote of those in the world who comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Those who comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. We would call those people prophets. And prophets, like John the Baptist, who we've heard about in today's gospel passage, always have this dual message of comfort and affliction. On one hand, they comfort us with this beautiful message of hope, with this vision that our salvation, the kingdom of heaven, has come near. Not just that the kingdom of heaven will be coming near, but the kingdom of heaven has already come near. It's as if the kingdom is so close to our lives that it takes just a word from God to break forth and spill out into our world as a new reality, a message of hope. And prophets have a message of affliction. They challenge us with the warnings to repent, the dire predictions that if we do not produce good fruit, we will be cut off, abandoned by God, and thrown into the unquenchable fire. Message of comfort and a message of affliction. And too often, prophets give these messages almost in the same breath, which can be pretty confusing, if not outright unproductive. How many of us here, when we heard today's gospel passage, were thinking, uh-oh, am I producing good fruit? Am I on God's good side? I do not want to be cut off and cast into the fire. What do I need to do in order to produce good fruit, to be able to be counted among the wheat? What do I need to repent for? How do I repent? Well, if you have those thoughts, David might not be the only one, but if you have those thoughts, I'm sure that's perfectly okay. That's a natural reaction to have to this gospel passage. But please understand, if that's where our hearts and our minds go to when we hear John the Baptist, it's because his message of affliction, his warnings about repentance, his endeavor to discomfort us is perhaps overwhelming and drowning out his message of hope. It's very difficult to have a balance between comfort and affliction. And most recipients of a prophet's message will want to default to one or the other, right? So we could be like David here and say, oh, I've been pretty comfortable in my life. What is John the Baptist saying to me? Where is he trying to perturb me out of my comfort zone and re-examine where I'm falling short? Where is he challenging me? And he's doing this, of course, by invoking the fear of God into my heart. That's one way of hearing John the Baptist. Another way could be someone who says, ugh, 2016 has been a pretty lousy year for me. I feel really beat down. And I desperately need a little bit of peace, a little bit of healing, a little bit of hope. I am ready for this kingdom of heaven to come. And all that talk about repentance, well, that's for other people who are comfortable with the status quo. I am ready for some radical change. I want that Holy Spirit and that fire to come now. So two different ways of reacting to the prophet. And you know what? Neither one really gets it. Neither one is really a good reaction. Or I should say, neither reaction gets us to the place where John wants us to be. It doesn't affect the ends that he wants for us to have. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's go back to the very beginning. John has this command, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Even in that one little phrase, you have a little bit of affliction, repent, and hope, comfort, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And instead of trying to shunt ourselves away to one disposition or the other, what if we held that tension and moved right into the next verse, where we have this archetypal prophetic message that we hear from Isaiah. prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. If we could exist right there in that space, I think we understand a whole lot more about repentance and about the kingdom of heaven. Because if we were to focus on that commandment, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, that is about God. It's about God, it's about our Lord and his paths, his ways. It is a focus on God. Unlike a focus on ourselves, when we go straight to that place of, ooh, am I producing good fruit? Am I on God's good side? Am I the wheat? Am I the chaff? Do I have a baptism of the Spirit? Am I seeking comfort or am I trying to avoid discomfort? Instead of all these I statements and a focus on us, I'm going to invite us to focus on God and the pathways of God. I'll show you as an example what this might look like in everyday life. Before I came to St. Mary's, a lot of you know I worked as a chaplain at Mass General. Mass General is a wonderful place to work. I loved it. Great people, great clinicians, except for one person, which was my boss. The director of chaplaincy was not the best, and in fact, in some ways, he was kind of like a little tyrant. He yelled at people, he made people cry. He was also not a very effective administrator, because he put us through all these different procedural hoops that we had to jump through. And it got to the point where a lot of the chaplains were just afraid of him. We were all walking around on eggshells and wondering, what sort of person are we going to encounter this week? Are we on his good side? Are we on his bad side? Are we good little chaplains? Are we producing good fruits for him? Or are we going to be cast out into the fire? And it got to the point, almost, that we lost sight of what God's plan was for us, which is, namely, pastoral care, providing care for patients and families. That is where God's kingdom is in play in that space. And all of our energy had been focused on trying to manage and negotiate this particular relationship that was a distraction to the bigger image, the bigger vision of what God's kingdom on heaven, God's kingdom on earth, kingdom of heaven is. Okay? This Advent, I'm going to invite all of us to focus on that vision of the kingdom. And if you want to know what it looks like, you can look at the passage from Isaiah. It is this beautiful vision of peace and harmony. Animals that are natural enemies are all of a sudden together, which is a metaphor for this abundant charity and love. Instead of focusing on ourselves, am I producing good fruit? Do I have the Spirit? Am I comfortable? Am I uncomfortable? Wheat, chaff. Focus first on this vision of love. And then ask ourselves, how can I participate in that? How can I step into this pathway of the Lord? It might be in some small way promoting justice. It might be being pastoral. It might be encouraging charity. The good fruits, that will come. The Holy Spirit, that will come. But now, today, we are invited to step into the pathways of the Lord because, precisely because, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand and join me in affirming our faith.